That's Asa Nelson on the fiddle. He plays young Charlie Abner in the film The Mountain Miner. That's M-I-N-O-R. It's set in Kentucky and tells the story of Charlie, who as a child moves with his family to Ohio for his father to find work. Years later, the elder Charlie, played by Dan Gellert, longs to return to his childhood home and to the music, which was a vital part of his life there. Writer and director Dale Farmer says when he started developing the screenplay, the focus was on the music.
I really wanted to have a very authentic music film. I just thought that since old-time musicians are usually just channeling the old guys anyway, that that they would be able to connect to the characters.
Farmer says he made the right choice in casting, including Elizabeth Leprell, who plays Charlie's mother, Oza, a Southwest Virginia old-time musician, collector of songs, and half of the duo Anna and Elizabeth. Leprell says, too, the music is the thing.
It's really just trying to tell the story. That's how the music got chosen. There's a song I sing in there called Young Emily. That is one that I learned from Sheila K. Adams from Madison County, North Carolina. That's one that came down through her family, and she's a seventh generation ballad singer.
Young Emily was a fair maid. She loved a driver boy. He drove in the main for some gold to gain way down in the lowlands alone.
It's such a familiar story to anybody. For many of the people that I learned this music from or that played this music on recordings, it's a very, very familiar story indeed. So even if we didn't have some kind of experience like that in our family history or in our lives, which of course many of us do, and of course, you know, for Dale, it is literally the story of his family.
I spent a lot of time with my grandparents, just about every weekend and summers, and Grandpa was from Jackson County, Kentucky. And he would take me down there and told me the stories over and over again. And then he passed away in 1985. And I found that even though he told me those stories 1,000 times, they were starting to get away from me. So I wanted to write them down.
Farmer says he initially wasn't thinking of producing a film. He thought a screenplay was the best way to get the story down. And now he says with the film resonating with so many people, he hopes it will open eyes to the rich Appalachian heritage and to the migrants who came from the mountains to Ohio, where he lives.
I think that over the generations, the Appalachians that have moved up here have been the butt of a lot of jokes, and they've been depicted in the media in so many negative ways. And I hope that through our film that we can at least be part of that changing narrative.
The Mountain Miner makes its television broadcast debut Saturday night on the Heartland Network, a film about music and home, as Charlie Abner explains.
Let me tell you something. A man never knows who he is until he knows where he's come from. This is where you come from.
I'm Luke Church.